Look around yourself. Look at every other person on the planet. Just think about this. Billions of them. Way more than you can even staggeringly imagine. But just look at ones that you see every day. People walking down the street. Do they deserve love? Are they lovable? Is there some aspect of them that's lovable?
Yes.
Absolutely. And why? It's not because you know whether they've earned it or not. It's because they're human beings. They're made of the same substance as the divine. They're living, breathing, empowered, free human beings. They may not know that. Even the lowliest beggar on the street and homeless person is lovable. So if you could think that all these people are lovable, oh yeah, you might want to reserve judgments for some heinous criminals. But even so, inside them, there's that spark. There's that soul there too. So how could you do it for everybody else and exclude yourself? Isn't that a mystery?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking you for help.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Because somehow or another, you've decided that you know better than God. I know better than God. I'm not lovable enough. And also because somewhere inside there, you think you have to earn it to deserve it. And you also think that if you get it, then there's a price you might have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know if I want to pay that price. It's going to make me weak and vulnerable potentially. I could get hurt. Oh gosh, I don't really know if I want to receive that love because maybe there'd be pressure and expectations on me to do stuff and earn it. So start looking at the future part of it. If you were to receive love, what would it feel like? What would you go through? Because you've been through all of the reasons why not. Now look, think about, well, what will happen when it comes? Because, dear one, you are loved. And you got to let it in. You don't. If you pretend that you're not loved, it makes you feel, quote unquote, safe from getting hurt and safe from having to earn it because you don't think you could ever earn it. No, you can't. That's true. You'll never earn love. It's not to be earned. But you're afraid of receiving. You're afraid of what it would mean. Think about receiving in general, dear one. Think about when you receive something beyond what you have earned or that you feel that you are entitled to. How does it make you feel?
Incredible.
Yeah, initially it's like, yee-hoo, aha, woo-hoo, yeah. How do you integrate that into your life later? All of a sudden, it doesn't seem to be as pleasant after that. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
That all of a sudden it's like, well, what does this mean? What's the impact on me? This changes things. This ramps me up to another level of where I need to earn more. Or maybe I've got to do more stuff. Maybe I have to be more responsible. Maybe I have to be more careful. All sorts of stuff can come in there. We suggest you looking at that. And then practice every day, dear one. Practice looking at all the people around the world and just examining all the people. People that sometimes you're even annoyed at because they're schmucks. All right, stupid people. Too bad there's not a disease for stupid people. Get rid of them all and just let a smart one stay. It would clear out Washington, D.C. But just notice that they're lovable. They're human. Okay, if they're lovable and they're human, I'm lovable. And then the second piece, or the third piece, because first of all, you're going to look at what happens when you get loved and how to integrate it. The third piece is to say, you know, I am loved, which I've been ignoring or kind of pretending not to notice. How does it feel to know you're loved? God is all that is loves you. your higher self, your soul, love you totally, unconditionally. And then there are people around you who love you. How does it feel? You're already loved. Take it in. A great gift it is.
Mm-hmm.
Receive it. Just be with it. Receive it. And let it be. And when you realize you don't have to earn anything, there's nothing you have to do but receive it, you'll feel the gratitude and it'll sink in and integrate in you. It'll change your life. And you'll wonder, when you get on the other side of this, how in the world you missed this. How in the world you could go for so long thinking you weren't lovable or lovable enough. Huh. It just seems so illogical. Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear one. All right. Who else?
Hi. Okay. I want to go more to the unseen.
Okay, here's the agenda, right?
Right. I want to go into the unseen, do the unseen, because I've been, recently I've been practicing the meditations out of a book called The Seven Sacred Flames.
All right.
And each flame is for a different chakra, and it has to do with will of God and all that stuff. Do you know those beings?
We don't know those.
Something about white brotherhood and stuff like that.
Oh, it's a white brotherhood thing. All right. Mm-hmm. We know the white brotherhood, yes.
Okay. So, I'm having the best time. Every day I go into a meditation. It's a different resonance. It's a different vibration. It's for a different purpose. And it's in, it's wherever it is, it's crystals. It has shades of stuff that I've done with you, with the diamond heart. There's the diamond heart and the diamond in your heart and all that kind of
stuff.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I'm going on the other side and I'm realizing that there are so many powerful, magnificent beings in the unseen that are just waiting there to help, and they're all different kinds of energies and resonances.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like with your group, there's a different kind of vibration that goes with it than it does with the seven sacred flames. So it does get a bit confusing when I'm juggling around three or four different kinds of energies, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a curious question I have about you guys specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have sacred places that you go to refresh, or do you never need to? Are there things that, you know, places that you go to renew, rejuvenate, and expand even farther?
Well, we go to some workshops on other dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really cool. And we go there and feel really good. And we integrate and blend and become one with them and experience their reality and their expanse. And that's a lot of fun. But that's generally called communication.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's what workshops are for on other dimensions, right? And there's no time or space there, so you just become one. So we just go and have a wonderful time and be one. But the problem is that in explaining this is because this is going on continuously.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't see that there's any place that we get at all tired,
mm-hmm,
or any place that we get depleted in any way at all, that needs any kind of refreshment or any kind of rejuvenation. That exists only through the astral plane. And we go beyond the astral plane.
Gotcha.
Now, we just want to make mention here that when you come to be with us, a lot of your unseen friends show up with you.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these are the ones that you have an inkling of when you go in these meditations. And they will join us. And they will join you. And we'll all get together.
Mm-hmm.
So there's absolutely no conflict between these kind of between any of the different beings, right? But we want you to understand that if you feel that there is any members of the White Brotherhood who need to go and refresh and rejuvenate on some higher plane somewhere,
mm-hmm,
then that's their limitation.
Mm-hmm.
The White Brotherhood is an astral plane group. It does not go further. The White Brotherhood was constructed and put together to uplift humanity, to help run the earth, to help to run. In a sense, they're the maintenance crew that came after the creation to make things sure that staying things stay in order, divine order stays in flow on the physical plane. That's their job. But you see, to a certain extent, you're living in a very limited reality when you consider all the dimensions that are out there. Mm-hmm. You're living in a three-dimensional construct, and it's boundaried or bordered by time-space, or fourth dimension. And fourth dimension, the astral plane is not beyond fourth dimension. Mm-hmm. There is still time-space in the astral plane. The White Brotherhood is inside fourth dimension. Essentially, what they want to do is as if you can feel that, you know, a lot of people feel this way, that the three-dimensional reality is like a prison. You know, you're stuck in these, like, in this cube all your life, right? Well, if you are in prison, actually, and there's a jailer that makes sure that you get fed, that you get a blanket, that, you know, and takes care of you, and maybe makes your life nice, maybe opens up, makes a big window in your cell, you know, and brings you some cut flowers, all right? And make sure that you have some nice music to listen to. That's like the White Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not denigrating it. We're not saying that there's anything wrong with it. It's wonderful and uplifting and happy and all that kind of stuff. But it will not get you, boom, through fourth dimension. It will not get you beyond the astral plane. And the causal plane is where you're really in your power, because it's in the causal plane, and the reason it's called causal is because you put causes and effects together there. You construct the way you manifest. So you can do a lot of White Brotherhood stuff, be really happy, uplifted, feel really, you know, more loving, more generous, more, you know, happy and more thrilled, and it's really fine. There will come a time when the White Brotherhood will be a limitation for you. Mm-hmm. And you will want to go and create something more. And for that reason, you'll have to go to another plane up.
Okay, so I really like that. And the causal plane is where cause
and effect.
And effect.
Right.
You're creating.
You're creating it. You're putting it together. It's arbitrary.
So there isn't a law of the universe except for the cause and effect, the law of cause and effect.
No.
Right.
No.
Okay. So
no, we want you to not use the word law. Okay?
Okay.
Like law of attraction.
Yeah.
You know, when you use the term law, we look at your energy field, and you know what happens to it?
It goes down.
Ugh. It goes into a box.
Yeah.
It goes into limit. Boom. Okay. It's nailed in. Bam, bam, bam. This is the way it is. These are the rules. Oh. We would really suggest that you think about it. There is a certain divine order, but it doesn't have to do with laws.
Gotcha.
Because the causal effect is extremely flexible. Extremely flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What you have is logic associated with cause and effect is not operative there. Okay? What you think is effect and what you think is cause here, you see, gets stuck in the logic linear of past, present, and future. Mm-hmm. You don't have that in the causal plane. Because you don't have time in the causal plane anymore.
Right.
All right? So when you really want to manifest, you go into the causal plane and you plug it in. You plug in your desire in the causal plane. And you just let it kind of come through fourth dimension into third dimension. You let it kind of precipitate like rain into your reality, and it does not necessarily show up in a linear way. Like most people, when they see an effect, they'll go looking for the cause. What caused this? Where do they go? Into the past.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not in the past. Your reality working with you as a friend is working with you and the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's always working with you in the future. It'll bring you your old patterns over and over and over again so that you can shift to a new place. It's always oriented towards the future. So an event happens. What is the cause? The cause, actually will be for you to grow into a greater being in the future. You understand?
Yes. And speaking of going into the future, I go into my future's higher self.
Okay.
Because if
your future self's higher self?
No, my future. Let's see. How do I want to say
which
this?
One do you go to?
I go to my soul, my higher soul. Does that make sense?
An oversoul?
No, it's part of my experience and my path.
Is this the you that's all your lifetimes put together?
Yes.
Okay.
Eternal.
Okay, that's your higher self.
Okay.
Well, eternal is a relative term. Okay.
Okay, yes it is.
Because you're in time right now.
Right, it puts me back in time.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say it's present.
Present, thank you.
Okay.
So I go into the higher self, the one that's been through stuff already.
Well, the higher self knows who you are.
Exactly. So in going there, it's like I'm getting a lot from that because I'm allowing myself to see things differently from a
yes.
different perspective.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
now,
important.
It is.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
huge. Mm-hmm.
It is because then she was talking about not being lovable. Then if you're in a different perspective, you're going just like you were saying. You're going, oh well, why don't I try this thought? Why don't
mm-hmm.
I try?
Got
why
it.
Don't I love myself? I mean, you know, well, whatever.
Right.
So anyway, the ascended masters and things like Jesus and stuff, because he's an ascended master, does that mean that they're still in the astral plane too?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. Most people think of the, let's put it this way, the heaven world.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of heaven, that's all astral plane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at the top of the astral plane, that's where you have all the angels and the harps and the beautiful music and beautiful colors and everything's hunky-dory. Okay? Astral plane is just beautiful. At the top of the astral plane, it's absolute bliss. You don't think anything could be better. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you're still in time-space, or the illusion of time-space, or you're the sense of time-space.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The ascended masters are those who've gone to fifth plane. Those are the true ascended masters. They've gone through the causal plane, the super causal plane, and they've gone to the fifth plane, which in the Sikh religion is called Sach Khand.
In the what?
Sach Khand, the fifth plane.
Okay.
The fifth plane is outside this universe. They go beyond the universe.
Oh.
All right?
Yeah.
And beyond the universe, of course, they have a perspective that's beyond the universe. Once you're in the universe, you're caught up in the cycle of birth and death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's a four lower planes. You know, the supercausal, the causal, the astral, and the physical. Right? So when you are on your spiritual journey, when you talk with your higher self, for example, you're connecting with a self that it may be, and probably is, up in the fourth plane.
Mm-hmm.
When you become one with your higher self, your higher self is the you that has had all the incarnations everywhere you've had, other planets here, whatever, and knows all of it. Okay? Your higher self, when you are done with physical plane incarnation, the last lifetime, at that end of that last lifetime, you and all your other lifetimes will come and merge into your higher self, and you become one. And this one goes to fifth plane and sits on the throne of the divine self. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So working with your higher self is excellent. Your higher self has not been through everything, but the higher self just kind of took pieces of itself and scattered them all over the place to have all the different experiences and physicality that you wanted.
Okay.
All right? So you are part of your higher self.
Right.
You're right. A piece, just like all your other lifetimes are pieces. And your higher self is there to love you unconditionally, to support you. So we would suggest go to your higher self and blend with the higher self. Just step into the higher self and just feel the oneness and the total acceptance, total peace, total unconditional loving. And see if you can kind of stretch your imagination around that.
Okay. And what about... Okay. And... One last quickie thing. What about going to crystal temples and things? Because it's astral plane stuff that go beyond it or just stay.
Oh, astral plane is a heck of a lot of fun.
It is.
You know, it's very entertaining. And there's a lot of sneaky stuff there, too, by the way.
There's good vibrations. I mean, higher resonance.
Right. That's a higher astral.
Mm-hmm.
Lower astral has all the hell world in it.
Mm. Mm.
So hell's on the bottom and heaven's on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. You know, and in between, it's fun and intriguing and colorful and all sorts of beings. And every level you go up, there's all sorts of different beings doing different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And all the different religions of the world and different paths of the world interact with different ones of these and so on. And they're all in the traditions and so on and so on. So you can get really stuck in the astral plane.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Don't want that.
Especially people who really read about, you know, other cultural, spiritual traditions and so on. They kind of get stuck in the intrigue about it and esoterica. If you like esoterica, well, you're just enjoying the astral plane. Okay. Mm-hmm. So just recognize that at some point you're going to want more. That's all.
Right.
Okay. So enjoy the crystal temples. Do some good healing work while you're there.
Right.
You know, cleansing, detoxing of negativity, blah, 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 and do all those kinds of really great things, because that's what they're there for. They're there for to work with your releasing stuff that's limiting and allowing you to feel good and happy. It's all about getting happier. And the higher up you go in the astral plane, the more blissful you'll feel. Okay? And then there will come a point where you say, well, where is this taking me? I don't want to be distracted by all the pretty stuff. Let me have the real juice. Okay? Crystal temples, there's nothing wrong with them. They're pretty stuff. Right? There'll be a point where you're going to say, no, I want more. I want the real stuff. I want to go home.
Right. That's what I'm preparing for.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So keep your sights beyond the astral plane.
I get you.
You're on your way up to the fifth, okay?
Yep.
All right. All right. Thank you, dear one. Thank all three of you for very intriguing questions. And so we assume now that you've got something in mind that you would like, that you desire, and you've also perhaps thought about it, and if not, think about it right now. Think about, is it clean? Is your desire clean? It could be for form. Don't feel guilty that you maybe want a lot of money. But what might be helpful, for example, if you want a lot of money, is to look at a form that's feasible, in a sense, for you, just a little bit beyond your ability to manifest. If you haven't, you know, won the lottery already 2 or 3 times, you know, it may be a little beyond your ability to manifest. Maybe a better job. Maybe a better employer. Maybe a better circumstance in your relationships or whatever it is that you want. Maybe a better therapy for your health issue so that you can see yourself and identify yourself as someone who is free of whatever the issue has been. But not one who is still living in fear, a fear of loss, and therefore is clutching to and attaching to anything. Think about it. Is it clear in your root chakra, in your sense of security? Do you feel insecure? That's part of why you want it? If so, just let it go. Just breathe it out. Just because you're insecure, well, you don't have to be insecure. That's a choice. That's a strategy that you picked up when you were a child or a teenager. Just, or maybe a young adult. Insecurity. Just, okay, it's not insecurity. I would want this anyway. Okay, second chakra. Okay. Are you really motivated? Do you really desire it? Do you have a sense of tingly excitement and enthusiasm about it? Is there any shoulds? Is there any sense where you really need to have a better self-image and that's why you want it? Or you want other people to perceive you as better, stronger, smarter, more important? Let that go with a, just let it go. It's, you don't need it. We're going to give it all to the vortex anyway. So if you don't feel like you got rid of it right now in one breath, you'll have another chance soon. Solar plexus. What's your gut level? Is your gut level that this is right for you? That this will be fun for you? It'll be joyous for you? Or do you think you should want it? That it will make you more powerful? That it'll make you stronger? Because it won't. You're only as strong as you are before you have it. Otherwise, it won't show up and attract to you. So if you have that, you want to please somebody, you want to get out of trouble, let it go. And now heart chakra, are you attached to it? Is it an old dream from long ago? You still want? Because if you do, it's the you that you used to be that's wanting it, that's controlling and overwhelming the you are now. Do you feel you can receive it? Do you love your life enough to enjoy it if you get it? Can you integrate it into who you are? If not, let it go. We're going to clean all of this out just as if it's debris from your chakras. So this is your process before. So you go to your throat chakra now. Is there any place where you feel that what this is, what you are desiring, what is it going to require you to be more visible? Is that going to be comfortable with you? Is it going to be in alignment with your lifestyle? Is it going to make you work too much? Give too much? Sacrifice too much? Is there a price to pay? If there is, let that go. Because as long as there's a little price hidden somewhere in it, oh gosh, that's going to mean, the impact of that means that I'm going to have to do stuff I don't want to do. Then you're going to resist it. Letting that go. And now to your eyebrow chakra. The image of your future. The beliefs that you hold about what's feasible for you. Do you want it because it's going to make your future safe, loving, and wonderful, even if you aren't there now? Let it go. You're not trying to fix yourself. And now, crown chakra. This is a different question, though. Can you allow yourself to receive? Or you think you have to figure everything out, you have to earn it all, spiritually speaking. And after you receive it, you have to earn it again, and again, and again. Let it go. When you receive, you receive. If there's no earning in it, you get to receive it and keep it. If you can allow yourself to receive from the divine in you. Seven chakras, seven themes, seven challenges, seven agendas. So now, think about what it is that you desire and think about it. And imagine yourself having it. And imagine that you're just having a tremendous amount of fun, you're really enjoying yourself, life is just really good. And it's natural to you, whatever that means. It's fitting your lifestyle. It's just something that is just, it's seamless, it's flowing, it's effortless. It's you. You living your life, you celebrating your life, you opening your life, adventuring, exploring, loving, discovering, creating, growing, feeling, thinking, dreaming, imagining, and continuing to build it and build it and build it and build it from there. It's not an end. What you're wanting is not an end. It's not a goal. It's just a place in the process. It's just a place that looks happier and more fulfilling than the place you are right now. That's all. And you're going to be a more fun person. You're going to have more laughter. You're going to have more love, more health, more vitality, more vigor, more power, more enthusiasm there. So just feel what that feels like without any of those agendas. Just being there. You're just going to be there. Just like you be here now. The reality you're in now, this is the one you be in. This is the one you identify with. You're going to be in that reality there, identifying with it. It's going to be natural, like the reality you're in right now is for you now. And knowing that, close your eyes, get yourself comfortable. And allow yourself to take a little breath of relaxation. A little gentle belly breath, perhaps. When you close your eyes, it's like a curtain of privacy. You go inside. Let yourself be with you now. Being with you now. Be here now. Be present. Inside. In your center, which is the place of your awareness. Be in your awareness center, wherever that may be. Just sense it, be. And realize as you are there, as you maintain your attention in that place, you are floating in a starry sky filled with hundreds and thousands of stars. And each star, an unseen friend, each star, a spirit helper, a light being, who's come to be with you, who loves you, your support team, coming to be with you, twinkling, winking in love, smiling at you, coming just for you. Let yourself feel safe, surrounded in support. Let yourself feel nurtured. You're amongst friends now. These are your friends. And a few of the stars, or maybe a lot of them, move from their position and move to a place above you, directly above you, where they put their lights together and form a bright star. Yes, they maintain their individuality, their points of light, but they put their lights together and form a bright star above you. This bright star is becoming more bright, more brilliant. And you can feel the light upon the top of your head. You can feel the light on your body, like a spotlight on you. Such a bright light. Perhaps it's white at first, and then it shifts into a color, pastel perhaps. And then perhaps it stays there or moves to another pastel color, or perhaps it moves to a deeper, richer, more intense and vibrant shade. Whatever color we move to is just right for you. Let yourself just sense that color. And we send a beam of light down in that color to come straight down to you, to touch you. And when we touch you, we realize we're a column of light. Big. You're floating inside then. Let us wrap around you. Let us be a huge column of light you can float in. Let us be with you. Let us nurture you. Let us love you. We do, you know. You're a beautiful light being, a beautiful spark of the divine, a powerful reality creator, a first waver, a majestic being, someone who is making more changes on the planet than you know. We're not here with you because of that, because you've earned our love and appreciation. We're here with you because we see your spirit, your soul. We see your higher self. We see your intention. We see who you are. We see you as light. And you are beautiful. Even though there are things that you think are flaws or damage or limitations that you have. If only you knew how few of them there are compared to your light, to your beauty, to your radiance. My, if you knew, you would shine so brightly with so much more confidence. For now, we wish to tell you that, dear ones, as we love you, surround you, nurture you, support you. We wish for you that you have that which you wish, which you want, which you desire. And we will work with you and your reality as friends, as part of your team, if you like, so that you may manifest wonderful life experiences for yourself. Uplifting, beautiful, joyous, celebratory experiences. Free, empowered, loving, and safe. We have established a vortex that surrounds you. It's a big vortex. You are at the center, so you don't feel the spin. You don't feel the whirl, the movement so much of the vortex. You're at the still point in the center. You're at the place of power. You're in the here and now, the intersection of time-space that is the now. But starting just beyond your fingertips, imagine, it begins to spin. And if you were able to perceive further, the spin would be more and more intense and fast. The further from you, the more intense the spin. And you, in a column of light, us, the same column that is the center of the vortex. Let us take your stuff, your limitations, your resistances, your restrictions, your limited beliefs, feelings, orientations, your limited imagination. Let us take it. Let us take it from your root chakra. Just sense there's a shadow upon your root chakra and just in your mind's eye, intend it to leave your root. Intend all that insecurity to leave and give to us, give it into us, the light that surrounds you. And at the count of three, we're going to spin it out because as it moves from you horizontally, It's going to move faster around you, faster, 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 and whoop, out into the universe to be transmuted back into the light from which it came. One. Two. Come on, give us that shadow. Give us that darkness from the root chakra. Clean it up. Come on, everything that's in there that's limiting. Come on. One, two, and three. You're not so sure about this one. If you're insecure, you tend to think, oh my, is this really happening? Yes. Let go of that too. Come on, give it to us. One, two, three. Now that's more like it. Second chakra. Self, image, identity, motivation, passion. Anything that's restricting, limiting, all the agendas upon it, all the resistances upon it. Give that to us at the count of three and let us spin it out for you. One. Two. There's a shadow there. Pull it, pull it. Intend it out, out, out. And three. Now, don't analyze this yet. Some of you are already thinking, well, am I feeling different yet? You're jumping the gun just a little bit. Just sense it clear right now. Just sense it clear. There we go. Third chakra. Your gut level knowing, your power of knowing, your strength of self, your boundaries that are honoring of you, your respect. What's the shadow there? What's a resistance, limitation, constriction in your solar plexus chakra? Give it to us now. Take that shadow. Intend it to give to us. Give it to us now. Come on. Give it to us. One. Come on. Give it to us. Two. If you're not letting go of your power, you're letting go of your powerlessness or your disrespect of your own knowing. And three. That's better. Imagine what it'd be like just to know that that's gone now. To know it's out of you. And it's that easy. It's by your intention and choice. And with a little help from your friends. It can be over. It can be done. Come on, there's still a little piece left. Here we go. One, two, three. There we go. Four chakra, attachment, love. Vibrancy of life, pleasure of living, choice of living. What's in the way of that? And what would your desire, what did you find as your desire limitation? Where if I have what this I that I want, I'll love my life. I'll like my life better. I'll be happier. Let that stuff go now. You're going to love your life anyway, regardless of whether it's perfect or not. So let go of that shadow that's on your heart. Maybe some old wounds that you are projecting and assuming that you could experience again in the future. So you're afraid. Or maybe you're afraid you're going to get hurt, disappointed. And then what? Let it go. One. To intend it to us. Come on. Intend it. Give it to us. Come on. You can give it to us. Just intend it to go into the light. Intend it to move up into us. Okay? One, two, and three. throat chakra now. Your will, silencing yourself, submitting, surrendering, but with cost, a price. See the shadow there. Give it to us. Come on, intend it out. Intend it out of there until it's all sparkly clean. All that you want to do, all that you desire to do, let yourself freely acknowledge your own desires. Don't put anybody else's first. Your own. Okay, let go of any tendency to put yourself down lower in the list. One. Come on, give it to us now. Give it to us. Give that shadow to us. Let it come into the column of light and ascend. Two and three. Right eyebrow chakra. Mm-hmm. Look there now. The future. Your beliefs, your ideas about the future, your projections from the past. You're looking at the past thinking it's the future. And the limited imagination. Whatever's there, the shadow that's there, give it to us, give it to us, give it to us. One. Come on. The shadow. Pull it out. Give it to us. Let it ascend in the column of light. Two and three. Okay, there's a piece that some of you are holding on to here. And that is that you think that you have to know logically why it's all working, that you have to be on top of it, that somehow or another you have to control the process. You have to control what you get. You have to figure it out and make sure that it fits in your order and makes you feel safe and you can stay in control. There's a little piece that's still left there. If you get into control issues, very often the third eye is involved. It is not considered the master chakra, the Agni chakra, for nothing. So let go of that. Let go of that. That's toxic to you. That by itself will limit you. Okay? Give it to us. It is a dark stain upon your bright light. One. Two. Come on. Intend it to us. See it coming into the column of light and moving up. Two and three. Oh, that's much better. Crown. Receiving. Receiving can be scary. You don't know how to integrate it sometimes in your life. You think you may have to earn from the divine. You have to earn from your reality. You have to prove to your reality that you're worth sending this thing that you desire into your life. BS. It's a darkness that's there that holds that orientation and other orientations that block your receiving in place. So give it to us now. Give that darkness to us. Give that shadow to us. One. Come on. Let it ascend from the top of your head, going up into the light. Two. Come on. Pull it, pull it, pull it, pull it, pull it, pull it. There we go. Intend it up, 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 up. There it goes. And three. All right, we're grounding you beneath into the earth, to Mother Earth, from which all bounty comes. And above, to higher self, the one, the part of you, or the greater you that knows who you are, loves you unconditionally. Your higher self is with you. It's paying attention, close attention to you. As many lifetimes, it'll pay attention to the ones who are coming home. Not that you can earn this attention, but you light up. And as you know, anything that's bright and shiny and sparkly will attract your attention. And you're attracting some big attention from your higher self right now. All right. There you go. There you go. Now let yourself just kind of float in this place. You've got some empty spaces in you. And we're just going to fill it up with light. We're going to get Mother Earth and your higher self together, you in the center. And we're just going to fill you up with light from them. Earth energy to ground you. Higher self energy to hold your resonance. To, in a sense, lock in this clearing. Lock in this resonance that you've reached here. Yeah, there we go. That's it. All right. And just imagine. Use your imagination. Fifth dimension. Use your imagination to imagine yourself linked, connected. And now, tell us. Tell us what you want. And as you tell us in your mind and describe it, the form, what you will feel when you have it, what it's going to be like living with it, just kind of play with it. Make it real substantial. Give it depth and dimension. And as you describe it, sense that there is a presence coming very close to you. It's almost as if your friends are coming close, that you're being surrounded by friends and they're coming in and listening. They're paying attention to you, what you're saying, what you're expressing. Let yourself imagine now that this one who is paying attention, your reality, is taking shape and form to be with you, to relate with you. It's hard to relate to an abstraction. Your partner, your reality, your friend, has been sending you your issues all your life and you've been resenting, is here now with you, still completely available for you. Sense this one. Is it old, young, male, female, in its personified form? Is it an old wizard? Is it a young, innocent child holding a flower? It sparkles a bit. I can't help that. It may be colorful. Most often it's bright and colorful. Let yourself sense it first from your gut. Sense the presence. It's very grounded, of course. Very broad, very powerful. But you know, your reality doesn't make the decisions for you. You're the one that makes the choices. I'm going to work on this issue till I get it. Your reality doesn't care about whether you get it or not. They're going to just serve you, help you. Help you because you want to. You want to get it. You want to be more. They're not your teacher. They're not your taskmaster. They're not your coach. They're not your drill sergeant. They're not your parent to punish you if you do wrong. They're helping you come home to God, Goddess, all that is, to the divine in you. They have an attitude of total love and acceptance and friendliness. Now, admittedly, your reality is not really a person. They are not an entity. They're taking this persona for you so you can relate. They smile. They're friendly. They're open. They're engaging. And you realize that a lot of times you've sworn at them, you've been angry, you've resented, you've judged your reality. Take all of that off now. Let that go. Just bask in the radiance, in the presence of this one, your reality personified. Continue now to, again, go back and start talking about what it is you want and how you see yourself with it. Now, with them listening specifically in focus, they are focused on you now. Let yourself focus on them. We surrounding the two of you. Tell them what you desire. That which is clean. Tell them of the love of adventure, the freedom, the pleasure, the fun you're going to have, the celebration. And it's not a celebration that you're free of anything. You're not moving away from anything. You're moving towards something that you want, that you desire. Tell them about your future. How it looks a couple of years down the road. I will be quiet for a few seconds while you do this. Feel it. Come on, intensify it. Feel the light in it. The presence in this reality you're asking for. Come on, brighter. Let your personified reality open their arms in a gesture that can be gracious giving. It can be the opening to a hug, to love, an opening of the heart. Let them open their hands to you and let them receive your request. And they take it as if it were a very precious thing, a beautiful, precious crystal, perhaps, object of art, sparkling something. And they take it and they pull it to themselves and put it in their heart. Your request has been received by your reality. And now at the count of three, we who have heard it and your personified reality will together Send your desire, your reality that you desire, out into the vortex to implant into your reality and everywhere, to implant in your everyday activities. It's already implanted in your personified reality. Now it will spread into every molecule. The seed's already there. Now, let's activate the energizing, the pulling it into lining up, the unfoldment, at the count of three, into the vortex. It will go with your personified future, our personified reality, into your future. One, two, your dream for you will also be a dream shared with your world. And three, and it is done. And you find yourself floating in a sky of stars, safe, looking at a reality, at a future, safe for you, loving, supportive. Let yourself come back with your attention to the present, to your body, to your where you are, positioning your body, and let yourself open your eyes gently. Let it settle in. Just let it settle. Let it be. Call us tonight as you go to sleep and let us anchor it into you. Let us bring it into you, into depth into you. Connect it into you. Make you one with it. Make you whole with it. And over the next 2 to 3 days, somewhere within the next 2 to 3 days, you will get a whisper, a message, an indication, an omen, something, that what you have put into motion at this time is being worked on. As always, it's a pleasure to work with you. Our pleasure, our love, our joy. And go about your wondrous life. You have so many friends who juiced you up tonight with us. Let the energy carry. Let it be real for you. Let it flow for you. Let it continue for you into a momentum of joy and love. We surround you with our light and, as always, our love.
Thank you.
Farewell.